that we could have the opportunity to spend a longer time with two of our artists in the Folk Arts and Education program who've taken some time out of their day to share a tradition which is very important to all of us. How many of you like to sing? How many of you like to dance? How about clap your hands? How many of you like to make weird noises? One of the things I've been learning about when I've been working here, as well as in this our communities in Palm Beach County, Florida, is that a very rich Afro-American tradition is music. And the one thing I've been learning is that there's lots of old kinds of music. How many of you like to sing in church, or how many of you do sing in church? Okay. How many of you sing on a street corner? How many of you like to sing walking down the street? No? How many of you like to take words and play with them while you sing? Okay. Well, one of the things I've been learning about is that words are very powerful to a lot of people. They mean have a lot of meaning. And what I'd like to do today is introduce to you DJ KJ and MC Tulsi, who come right here from our communities, our towns, and have taken the traditions of music and song and rhythm and have put them together in a kind of song called rapping. How many of you know what rapping is? I knew y'all knew. What I'd like to do now is to ask both of you if you wouldn't mind just telling us a little bit about yourself, what a rap is, how you learn how to rap. We'll open the floor to questions and kind of the styles of rapping that you know, and scratching, because there seems to be, I always thought that rapping just had to do with saying things with your mouth, with your words. Yet I've learned that it takes, for some people, rapping means using some stereo equipment too, and this is rather special equipment for that. So if I can just ask you to tell us a little bit about yourselves and where you came from, how old you are, how you learned.
My name is
Famous for the glitter and skills.
Am I still in school? My name is DJ KJ. I'm from Queens, New York. I've been in the West Palm, Riviera Beach, Miami, Fort Lauderdale area for 2 years. I'm 20 years old. I graduated from high school. I did not go to college because of the career I chose. I'm probably going to go back for business classes. Not that important to you guys yet, but you know. This is MC Cooley C. This is
16 years old.
He's the star.
I go to North Shore High School. Y'all know where North Shore is?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm in 11th grade, and I graduate next year in 1988. And I've been rapping since I was 12 years old. I like music since I was born, but I started rapping when I was 12 years old. And up in Baltimore, I was on a radio station with this group called the Rock Shop Crew. And then I moved down here, and I met KJ. And me and KJ are best of friends now, but when we first met, we hated each other.
You know, where did you first meet?
In the mall. You know, like the Transformers hate each other? They beat up everybody. We hated each other. And now we're the best of friends.
Still watching the cartoons.
That's right. Smurfs
too. Everybody watching Smurfs.
But how many people in here know how to rap? I'm talking about your own kind of rap. I'm not talking about Run-DMC raps. Who make up their own rap? You wanna come up here and bust them around?
Yup.
Huh? Oh, they're scared right now. We get them going. Well, we met at, anybody know where Trail Skateway is or was? Skating rink? Okay, that's where we met at. He's the rapper of the group. I'm the DJ. That means all of this here is my fun.
He controls that.
He's the voice of the group, just like, how many know Michael Jackson? Okay, everybody knows Michael Jackson, right?
You know him personally?
Michael Jackson sings, right? Does he sing? Okay.
Oh,
He's the singer and I'm the band. In other words, this is my band. The drum machine. This is a drum machine. Don't panic. Now in this we have everything you need to make a band. Instead of a drum set, I use a drum machine and plug it back in. Yeah, hold on a second, I'm gonna show you. Now how many people like music with a lot of bass? Like music with a lot of bass, right? Well, this is how we make our bass.
And then you put a snare in it.
Then I have a snare. I mean, clap your hands like this. Clap your hands. Here we go, come on. That's how you keep a rhythm. Now keep clapping them. Keep clapping them. Ready? One, two, one, two, three. Do it. See, you just keep going. Just like that. Okay. Now, that's our band. Oh, we have more band. Okay.
You know how.
Now, you know how you're just clapping your hands, right?
Some people play flutes and trumpets when they're band, but we have something called tom-toms, and we use them like for music. It's like it goes like this.
He likes tom-toms.
When we rap, we take the tom-toms out so people can understand this more, and it goes like this.
Hold on. Now, you want to know what we rap about? We rap about things that happen to us. And we now, this we rap about the tom-toms because we like the tom-toms. So, he doesn't.
The Browns can't rap a band and no man be the most talented in the whole industry. I'm the day and the day the cool crew. That's very active. Nice wavy head, never swore on the square. Me and KJ, easy to unpack. This is he is taller, I'm sure not taller. And what we have in common, we both make dollars as the rhythm ride. And I provide what was once inside. I put outside, not a slate and a grin, never melt any hate. KJ, let the tom toms play. Let the tom toms play. Put your hands together like this. Right to the rhythm.
See, when we do the human beatbox, it's with your lips and your tongue and your throat. You use your throat and your tongue more. And the beatbox is started off with Dougie Fresh. How many of y'all know Dougie Fresh? Did y'all see Dougie Fresh perform when he came down here with Bobby Brown? Yeah. And you saw all them crazy noise he was making. That was with his throat. And it sounds like he has a machine in his mouth. But it's only his lips and his throat and sometimes his voice when he says some stuff. I don't know how to do it. And you know, you do the beatbox like this. I
You know, when you do, that's with your throat, and that's with your lips, and that's the hand claps, you know. And then you combine it all together, and you like that, and you know, that it makes it sound like that. See? Watch this. You know, when you talk, y'all heard the human beatbox talk? Let me see you beatbox. Come here, yo. You scared? You shy? Huh?
Who
can beatbox? Come in here and do the beatbox for me. What's your name? You must be the bad one. You always raising your hand every time I see you. Come over here. And you do the beatbox. Hold up. One. Hold up. Let me turn that mic up a little bit more. So you can have some serious bass. Now go ahead and do the beatbox. You keep on beatboxing, I'm a rapper. See, he's doing the human beatbox, and I am the MC that rocks the shots. Me and him are the best of a team, and Cage is on the scratch like it's a dream. He's beatboxing like never before. He beatbox hard and knocks down your door. His beatbox sounds so fresh. Show him how you beatbox the best. Yeah. Now hold up. Now as good as you do the beatbox, do you get your education? Huh? Do you do your work?
Yes.
See, now if you got to do the beatbox. If you can do the beatbox that good, you should have straight A's like me. Now let me hear you do the beatbox again. Anybody else can beatbox? Oh, we got a girl beatboxing. Hold up now. A girl wanna challenge you, yo. Come in. Who can do the beatbox? Uh-oh. She got a girl beatbox. Now let me see you do the beatbox. You doing good in school? Now I'm gonna see if you're doing good in school, you should be able to do the beatbox real good. Now let me see. Yeah, that sound real good. All right. That was real good. Let me hear y'all give her a hand. Woo! Yeah, it takes a lot of energy.
Like that in your mouth when you did that zipper mouth, that was great. How did you learn how to do this kind?
Well, I watched a lot of people do it before.
And it's like school. You know, that's how I learned my raps, because I have raps about education, about my schoolwork, and that's how I study. And if you study your raps, you know, you'll learn them well, like, you know, your ABCs, right? Everybody know their ABCs because they study them. And if you study your raps day in and day out, like, it's just like school. If you study, you're going to pass. If you study your raps, you're going to know your raps back and forth, like nothing. Do we have any questions about rapping?
What have we been calling the things that you pass on? Traditions, that's right, traditions, something you pass on. Did you have any models or anybody that you particularly watch? You grew up in Baltimore, right. So is there anybody in Baltimore watch? Anybody in Queens?
Houdini,
okay. What about
me? Well, Baltimore, no one big really came out of there, but a lot of people around it did.
Uh-huh, okay. Do we have any questions from here? D. Cardell had a question. Go ahead.
What do you do when you be doing the beatbox?
You just move your lips, you know? And if you want more bass, you just bounce your lips hard like, you know, and it comes hard. If you don't want no bass, you just put your lips together soft, like that. It's really your mouth, your lips do the job. Cause you know, Dougie Fresh, he do it real good. And the human beatbox, they got real big lips. And the bigger your lips, the bigger the bass. That's why.
Hello.
Any more questions?
Okay, we hear you. Everybody,
Teresa,
listen up.
Teresa has a question here.
Yes?
Well, you know, we let me explain.
Let me do it.
Why don't you explain and then okay. Demonstrate a little bit?
Calvin. Calvin comes to me and he says, "Kay, I got something I want you to hear. And just do it a cappella first."
Alright, well, I like pretty girls. How many guys like pretty girls?
I hope so.
And how many girls like cute guys? And y'all want them to look good, right? So we made up, I was, you know, walking down the street and I met this pretty girl and her name Kalisa, she my girlfriend. And I said, "Oh, she look good." And she said, "I look good." And then it's, you know, you just talk about yourself. You like, it's like a story. All it is a story. Just like Jack and the Beanstalk. And we just talk about ourselves.
He comes to me and he says, "Calvin writes all the stuff. I very rarely write anything." Calvin would come to me and he'd say, "Kay, I want you to hear something." So I'll say, "Okay." And he raps it out and I just take it and program a beat for him. Or we have both programmed the beat. We do everything together. Then we go and do the scratches, and then that's when you get into the studio and the records and all of that. But that's how we put together a rap. We rap about things that usually happen in our lives. Anything that we rap, most of the things we rap about happen to us. We don't ever make up any wild stories or anything like that. So, you want to hear us do one of our records?
Yeah.
No, we can't do Cheryl and Donna. This record, how many of y'all heard "We Look Good"?
Huh? Oh, I see y'all watching, huh?
Okay.
Hey. You heard? Something like this.
Look good in Gucci, look good in swatch, we look good in any kind of watch.
We look good in Lee's, we look good in Guess,
but in Fila, ha, we look the best.
We look good in Adidas, look good in bike.
We look good when it's day,
and even at night.
We look good in the dark,
and when it's
light. And I know we look good when you look all your might. We look good. And this is a story that happened to me.
Now this is how it happens.
Well, I was walking down the street, bopping to the beat. This girl said, "Hey, is your name cool to see?" I said, "Yes, it is. But what is it to ya?" I asked her name and she said,
"Kalisa."
I said, "Oh, Kalisa, you look good. We would look good together." She said,
"Yeah, we would."
So I grabbed my hand, I hold it tight. I mean, we look good all through that night. We look good.
Like
come on, get with the rip. And KJ, now I want you to
tell
them about your story.
Well, my name is KJ and I'm 6'4" and I know I look good when I walk through the door. Cause the girlies stare up in their chair, scream and holler for the curly hair.
Oh yeah,
hold it now, that's that. Tell me why they scream
for my black hat.
Well, anyway, they still scream for me cause I'm a brown skinned lover, that's right, coolie. I mix, I scratch, I also rap. I'm a DJ and KJ all rolled in one hat. Conceited, I don't think that I should. You know the answer, tell him, Cooley.
Yo, we look good.
And that's how it goes.
Like that.
And, you know, sometimes when you performing, you gotta have something that's your good luck. You know, like you saw...
good luck charm.
Yeah, good luck charm, like a rabbit's foot. Anybody have good luck charms? That y'all wear all the time, or y'all bring with you all the time. See, my good luck charm is my black hat, but I don't have my black hat, and I might have bad luck, but I got my black shades. That's why I always wear my black hat on my black shades. And if you don't have that, you know, you won't feel as comfortable, because every time I do a show, I have my black hat on, because that brings me luck. And you know, it's 9 times out of 10 I wouldn't mess up. And like KJ, sometimes y'all know what a Leon Neon is? Yeah, KJ, he used to wear a Leon Neon all the time.
I don't know what it is.
It's a green glow in the dark.
Get out of Fruit Loop box.
Yeah. And he wears that all the time, but he lost it.
I have a lot of. I don't need it anymore. It's bad luck. Every time I wore it, something happens.
But it's good to have a good luck charm because you.
It's good to have a goal to go for.
And if you want something, you always got to go for it.
Don't let anybody ever tell you can't make it. And don't let anybody ever tell you that you're not.
If you want to sing and you can't sing, and everybody around the world say you can't sing,
keep on striving. Until you do.
Because a lot of my friends, you know, told me I wasn't going to make a record. And, you know, I wasn't going to get a record because I kept on telling them I'm getting ready to make a record. And they never believed me. It was like a whole year and 7 months before I made my record. And when it came out, I lost them friends. So y'all got to be prepared to lose some friends and then gain some friends. Because, you know, people are going to talk around behind y'all back.
The friends that we lost weren't really our friends in the first place. If you have a friend, say you like a guy in a class, right? And you know another girl likes him. But the guy doesn't like the other girl. And you're trying to do things to be friends, and such happens, and you two like each other. Well, that's what we mean by you're going to lose something. You're going to gain a boyfriend, but lose somebody that you thought was your friend. If she was your real friend, she'd come back around. She'd understand. That's a good example, I guess, huh?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Tell me something. When you guys get together to practice, working on stuff, basically you're saying you learn it from talking with other people, watching other people, stuff like that, but obviously it doesn't sort of come too much by magic. There's a lot of work involved in basically learning how to carry on an important tradition such as this. How do you do that? How do you practice, when, how often?
Well, when we're out of the studio, this time of year, we're not in the studio, we just came out with a new cut. We practice maybe 2 hours a day on the average, but we've been on a vacation. We've done a lot of shows in the past few months, so I was sort of burned out. He's never burned out, but I was, so I took a little breather. But we're getting ready to start working on the album. Now it's going to be about, because he's in school and because I work and other things around there, we practice about 3 hours a night.
What goes into practice?
Rehearsing.
We start with the basic, his ideas for what we're going to do on a rap, and then we write it all out and memorize it first.
You do write it and you do memorize.
Everything is written out, nothing, and we never do anything out of the head because you never know what he's going to do. If we were to go do a show and he's just rapping out of his head, it can pass back and forth, but you don't really have the rhythm that you would want to have if it was done in a sense that I couldn't understand exactly what he was going to do. So it's just like when you're playing, how many play kickball? Right, and you know when you're playing kickball and they say kick the ball to him because he's no good, right? And you kick the ball right over there, it's the same thing with us. But if you know who's good and who's not good and what to expect, you're not going to do it. So it's the same thing with us. I know what he can do and what he can't do, and that all comes from practice. And knowing.
Perfect.
Now we're starting to work on our album, so as a matter of fact, starting tonight, we're gonna start putting everything together. It's gonna take at least 3 months. It takes a long time. We just, you know, a lot of people think, you know, I can rap, and they just think we step in and do it. It takes a lot of work, a lot of preparation before you even go in the studio and do it. So there's a
any
lot of work.
Questions? Anybody have any questions? Yeah.
How do you get the beats to come with the song?
Well, we make the beats ourselves. Well, you know, we put a rap, like, let's make a beat for him. I'm going to just say a rap, clear one.
No, you could just take it out, take everything out. Now, what we usually start off is just the snare drum. We're coming up with a beat. Calvin will start rapping, and that's the beat. Now, he just started rapping.
I make a rap up, like, my name is Cooley C, and I'm 5'9", and all the girls I see, they call me fine. When I'm walking down the street, bopping to the beat, all the people say, hey, he's real neat. See, I'm in the 11th grade and 60 years old, and everybody think I'm solid gold, but I don't think that, because I'm number one, and when I'm rapping on the mic, I'm a son of a gun. And see, that makes the beat up.
Pause. Okay. And that's how we go about making beats. I don't actually do it just like that. I play it all out first, but these are already programmed.
Well,
that's tradition.
Yeah, that's tradition.
That's been passed down from person to person and changed around so many different ways. A beatbox at first in New York, where I'm from, a beatbox was this, a drum machine. They weren't as big or as great as these are. This is a top of the line drum machine. It's about one of the best in the country you could buy. Most of the groups use, almost all, Janet Jackson uses an 808. The majority of groups use 808s. Now, a beatbox at first was a drum machine.
About this big.
About this big. It just had bass and a few cymbals. This has
cowbells.
Has all kinds. It's a whole percussion section. It's everything. Then, when people learned how to actually beatbox with their mouth, that was beatbox. So now beatbox could be anything. It all depends on how the person says it. If he says, "Let me see you beatbox," you know that's with your mouth. If he says, "Let me hear the beatbox,"
see, it's really called human beatbox.
Human beatbox.
You know, we humans, and we do the beatbox with it. But if they say beatbox,
they cut it short.
Yeah, they cut it short. And see, this drum machine comes with everything. It's like cowbells.
This is our life. If something was to happen to this drum machine, that's the end of us until we get another one, because we don't have a band. I mean,
to
come up with a drum player, a piano player, all of that, that's too much money. So what you do is you cut it down into a drum machine that can do the same thing, and now it's just us two instead of paying 300 different people, you know, to do a whole lot of things that we don't really need.
See, Prince and Michael Jackson rich enough to do that.
Could you play each thing on the drum machine?
Sure.
This is the
cowbell. And this the clap.
These are maracas.
And these are hi-hats. And these are
open
hi-hats.
Now, you know what hi-hats are. You know those two cymbals when a drum player has cymbals that are shut together? When they're closed, they would sound like this. Sorry, when they're closed, they sound like this. And he's hitting them with his drumstick. And when they're open, it would sound like this. So basically, all the sounds are in this machine.
And these are rim shots. It sounds like... These are glass.
Two pieces of wood that you knock together.
That sounds like a bottle. On the bottom of the bottle. And this is the snare. And this is the bass. And you can take the bass out and you put it in. And when you put it all together, it sounds like this.
It's not, we can erase anything that's in here.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's not
programmed.
It's not programmed.
We make it.
When you first buy the machine, it's empty. It just has the sounds in it. And you program, in other words, it has like, it has a memory. It can memorize what you did, just like a calculator. When you add up everything, you go 2 plus 2, 3 plus 3, 4 plus 4, 5 plus 5, and then... You press equal and it all comes out. It memorizes exactly what you did before and it'll stay there.
How long did it take y'all to perfect all this?
We never have.
It's not no certain limit. It all depends on how long you practice. Practice makes perfect.
We can perfect our show, which we haven't seemed to do in a long time. Every time we do a show, something happens. But we've worked together. When we first started out and we did a show, and something went wrong, it was panic. We didn't know what to do. We've been together so long now that we've been through every situation. We've been through records. You know, when we do our shows, we dance with the music. And sometimes the needle skips off the record. And we have another DJ, a show DJ. That's what you call a show DJ. It's a man that just comes in and plays the records while we do everything. I'm the group DJ. So when we're practicing, we're in the studio, I handle everything. All he knows how to do is the show. He's not here. He's working, I think. But that's what it has to do with.
Hold on.
Who taught the beatbox?
Nobody really taught me. I just listened, you know. Like, you know how to play Mario Had a Little Lamb. You listen to everybody play. You can play it. Or guitar, even. It's, you just listen. All of it.
We usually, when you do a show, we usually don't, you know what a sound guy is, right? The man that handles, that brings in all the speakers. He takes care of that, but we have certain things that we ask of him. We ask him to bass up certain records. These turntables are made especially for, I'm pretty sure if you're home and you see a turntable, they look a little bit like this, right? Well, the only difference between yours and these are professional DJ turntables, and they're used at radio stations, they're used by Jam Master Jay, most of the other DJs around the country. The only difference with these are they're a lot heavier. They weigh about, what, 20 pounds? 26 pounds. They're sort of heavy. They have a heavier motor, so that when you move, okay, now you see the dots going around? Mm-hmm. Now what they're made for, what the motor is stronger for is that when you put your hand on it, it doesn't slow the motor down and it doesn't hurt it. And you have a felt pad on here which slides counterclockwise to the way the turntable is moving. The turntable is moving this way and you grab your hand, it'll come backwards and it won't affect the motor whatsoever. Now, some people ask, well, how do you scratch without the needle coming off? Well, you have professional cartridges that are made heavier than other cartridges, and needles are a lot heavier. They're made a lot stronger, like steel. They're steel, and what I use, and most other DJs around the country use, are two pennies. Take two pennies and glue them to the shell. This is the shell, which puts more, it puts more weight on it, but it doesn't actually hurt anything. It just holds it down so when you touch it with your hand, it doesn't always jump out. Now, this is a mixer. And I can't really get into all the knobs on here, but these three knobs are the most important to me. They control the two turntables. This controls the sound, the amount of power that you have coming out of a turntable. So if I have this record on, and I want to cut it off, I push it over here, which then turns this one on. You understand? Now you see this turntable's moving, right? Now if I was a scratch,
DJ made my day,
and I could cut it off. Now, when you put it all together, how you would get a rhythm going back and forth. Now you can make, okay. Now when Calvin and I were first, when Calvin and I would first start off in a skating rink or something like that, I start off scratching and Calvin would start rapping and I just keep a beat going. I mean the same rhythm all the time, so it would go a little bit like this.
when I'm on the mic, just look and listen. I don't need help, I just need some competition. To step up on the stage and get embarrassed. She rhymes better, say it like gold, I cherish. So try to get bold, talk back, crap. It won't be no crap or poppin', it just be snap. Cause every time you hear me rhyme, you will be in fear. And it's only physical things you hear. I would call you scary and also shaky. Cause if I was dead in your pit, it wouldn't wake me. My name is Hooli Z, I hear your fly girl kissing. But when I'm on the mic, come on now, just look and listen. This is like running the beat back. That's what he's doing.
And that's it.
How you got the beat from off that record?
I don't understand.
Well, what it is they send, when you go to a store, most, they have instrumental sides with no words in it. So we would use their record. Like when I go to do a show, I use their records. Because people know this record. When I put the record on it, everybody goes, yay! And what I do is just make it sound a lot different from what it really is. That's all. Any other questions?
What is the light on the room?
That's used for when we're in dark places. Like, say you're doing a show and all the lights out.
And it's like blue lights and you can't see anything.
You know when you're in the crowd, they turn all the lights out on the stage before a group comes on? That's so that when I walk up here, I can see what's on the turntable. Light
goes
across.
Straight across.
You can't really see it here, but if all the lights were out, this would be lit up. That's what it's used for.
Well, you scratch the plan, how you can sing it when you scratch it?
Repeat that again.
When you scratch the record, how you can make a beat out of the
thing? A beat?
Well, it's really the levels.
See, I can add.
It's like the levels. He takes the beat out. He when he puts it up, because if he leaves it up like this, see, if he does it like that, if he does it like this, you're gonna hear it come back. But when he take the when you back the record up. You don't hear it come back, you just hear it go forward.
So you cut the music off when you bring it back. And if you do it real quick.
He breaks, he takes the level out and he takes the level in.
Say about a year to really perfect scratching. I just started to do it. Every time I catch on or whatever else is, I'm just starting to get into something new, and then he comes in with something he just saw. So it never ends. Everybody's out trying to outdo each other. So.
I want to know if you started the scratch business, or did you get this? Did you learn this?
Well, rapping and scratching has been around is almost as long as blues.
Rapping came along. I mean, rapping is way back to
when you know that song Anna Vanna Okana Orana. You remember that?
Yeah.
Well, that's rapping,
that's
but
rapping.
it's just put in another beat. It's just put in another form, and we call this form hip hop.
Scratching,
because everybody bounces to the beat.
Scratching really came along in like. Late 70s, 79, 80, when people, like I was trying to tell them, is they were looking for something new. Like now, everybody's making records. Like in our record, we have, this is one of our records. Now, oh, here you go. Now that's James Brown.
That's James Brown.
What they use is a computer with a keyboard. Just like you have your computer here and you put the disc in.
Mm-hmm.
See how you have a disc slot that it memorizes what you punched in. And when you take it out, you put it back in. So what somebody did they had a computer and switched it around with a modem. That's what makes a voice go into a computer. And put James Brown's scream and went, ha! And it went in the computer, and then they took that same computer and put it in a keyboard. So when you press the keyboard, his voice came out. Like on a piano, wherever you pressed on the keyboard, it went, ha, 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 ha. And we played the keyboard onto our record. And that's how we have James Brown's voice. And that's what everybody's starting to do now, so it's a never-ending thing. All right, the next thing is going to be something that's called transforming that I'm just learning how to do. As a matter of fact, today is the first time I ever saw it.
And, you know, they can change your voice, like, let me see, some songs.
They can make your voice go deep.
They can make your voice go deep. See, a lot of people, this is me right here. A lot of people didn't know this was me.
If you know what I mean.
That's me. Well, it doesn't sound like me, but they put my voice through a synthesizer and, you know, made it go deep, real deep. Like, let me show you another record. Hold on. And this is me saying, looking good. Looking good. And that's me right there. I do most of the sampling. That's what you call sampling.
Sampling?
Yes.
Sampling is when you take your voice and sample it back into the keyboard, like I was saying, and it memorizes it. That means you're sampling your voice. You're taking samples of what you say and putting it on the record.
So a lot of what the scratching involves is the hand action as opposed to the rapping, which involves voice action. So you're trying to coordinate the two. Now say, are there any rappers who are scratchers at the same time?
Yeah, him.
Hold on.
He can do, if I hold a mic for him, I'm pretty sure he can rap and scratch. Well, he doesn't actually rap and scratch at the same time, but he says a rap and then scratch and then rap.
See, they made this new scratch because everybody's used to going like this.
Everybody was going, and everybody around the country. So somebody came up with a different kind of scratch, and this is what they call transform. You know, transform, how they can change, you know? They go from like this to like this or something like that. Now, the same thing, taking a whistle and changing it. You know what transform is, when you hear that noise like that?
And it's still that, and it's transforming, it's just bringing it back. Okay. All right.
This is drum machine. This is drum machine.
Like a one-man band with the drum machine. All right, hit the beat. All right. I gotta think of a rap first. This is called Play It Cool. When I'm on the mic, I play it cool until you suck an MC, then you, I rule, I see you off the follower. I am the leader, I am the mile, you all the millimeter. I am the man, you all the mouse, you're the backyard, but I am the house, you all the bricks. I'm the bricklayer, you all the roots, I am the roots player. You all the hen, I am the twin, and me and Houdini, no and not no kid. And see, you got to play it cool, and play it tough, and let me know, MCs, when you had enough, cause I just might give you a break, but the stopping the house is what I hate. It's like Jack jumping over a candlestick. It's like a funky fresh scratch with a funky fresh bitch. It's like me and KJ combined together in a scratch forever and ever.
Alright,
That's what you, it's simple.
Yes, Mr. James.
Yes, Mr. James.
I have a question. How does, okay, you're very good at what you do, but how does, or how did, it's about 3 or 4 parts of this question. How did learning math, how did learning English, how did staying in school, how did try to do your homework, how did all of that affect what you're doing now?
Well, if we didn't stay in school, if I was a dropout of school in third grade, I wouldn't have known how to read what I was doing. And being that I stayed in school, I learned, let's see, to put it exactly what I learned how to do with this, almost absolutely nothing, but that doesn't, it has a lot to do with it. As far as math, no, but as far as reading, yes. You have to be able to read what he writes, which is impossible sometimes. you have to be able to add. We have to be able to know our beats per minute, which is how many beats go around in a minute.
See, this beat,
how many
right.
hand claps in a minute will it take for us to get to a point? So then you would have to add, you would have to know how many words you would have to say in 1 minute, how many lines you would have to know.
See, this right here is beats per minute. When he says beats per minute, that's how fast the record goes. Like, this is about 101 beats per minute. In 1 minute, this beat played 100 times. But right here, this beat is like 120 beats. That's 120 beats right there. And 230, I don't think no one raps that fast or does anything. That's about, this is 230. If you can dance off that,
you don't need to be in school.
Yeah. Well, really, we don't need music notes.
We have somebody, we have a keyboard player that plays anything that we need done, but what we really do is, I happen to know I read music because when I was in high school, I was in band, I played the drums, so that's why I'm so good with percussion. But, when we're in the studio, I usually, sort of like Stevie Wonder, just say, da da ba da boop, and he does it. You know, so, really don't have any problem with that.
Do you think anybody up there could come off that?
Oh, yeah. Does anybody want to learn how to scratch?
You right there, now.
He has a question. Robert,
let's have a question first, and then do it.
Four
songs, two
records. Yeah, four songs on two records. There's Luke Skywalker Records and Beware Records and soon to be Sutra Records. Sutra Records is a national record company and we're in the process of working out a deal with them now. So we started with a better company that we're with now, technically. But the company we're with now is a lot better for us because we feel closer. We really know what's going on. Wow. Bye, Mike.
I stopped.
Okay.
Thank you very much for coming.
Did I introduce?
Now we need.
Oh, his name is.
I'm Mr. James.
His name is the Mighty Michael. You ever hear him in the morning? Acting crazy.
Oh, well. Hi, everybody. I have to go to another meeting. Sorry.
We need a girl up here now.
Can we have a girl?
So, girls and boys. Are there any women scratchers?
Yeah, well, this group called Salt and Pepper. This group called Salt and Pepper, they have a girl DJ. And she can scratch pretty good. So, come over here. So, put your hand right here. No, slide it over. And put your hand right there.
No, show them like this.
So what's the first thing you need to be able to do?
See, now we are in conflict.
Put your hand. Just hold it.
Now.
Put your hand on this.
Put your hand on that and push it up. Push it up and move the turntable. No, that's okay. Do it real slow. Do it slow first. Hold on. Hold it. There you go. We're gonna get them together. Alright, first of all, you don't have to really hold down.
So it seems like you need to understand a whole lot in order to learn how to do this.
Seems like
chord. coordination's really important. Learning how to use your voice.
Knowing and when you
words.
Want to say my, push it up. Okay, now hold on. Just like they say, don't attempt this at home.
Every time you hear
on records, but I'm not really a rapper. He writes everything for me, and I learn just like if you were to read a poem, you would see the poem and read it the same way I do it. He started rapping on.
I started rapping about 1981, between 1981 and 1982. Where? In Baltimore City, Maryland. You know where Maryland is?
Some of these children can dance.
Happy birthday.
I'd like to ask you something. In order for you, you're away from your classes today, right?
Yes.
So in order for you to be able to be away from your school and out of your classes so much, then your grades has to be
very,
very good.
Yes.
You do your homework and you do your printing your assignments
yes.
and make fairly good
no,
grades.
We
right?
have
you have
we,
to study.
We stay
hard.
On him if you know what I mean.
I know. In order for him to be out of school, he has to keep his grades up. He has to study.
You got to stay on those grades if you ever want to make it anywhere.
Education comes first.
You may not like to do it, but if you set a schedule, if you like me myself, I didn't like to come straight home from school and do homework. That was out. When I came home, I ate, watched TV. But at around 7 o'clock, in between 7 and 8, that's an hour. Between 6 and 8, that's an hour. If there was something that I wanted to do that night or early in the day, I'd go and do it and then do my homework. But my parents would get right on me if I didn't do it. So, you know, there's time for everything. You may miss some things, but in the long run, it'll work out better.
No, my real name is Calvin. My middle name is Cooley because my grandfather's name is Calvin Cooley Green.
Huh.
That's his name.
What's your last name, Calvin?
My last name is Puckett.
Like Puckett?
P-U-C-K-E-T-T?
Yes.
Keith Brian Jones. Simple KJ. And the DJ comes from disc jockey Keith Jones.
Yes, DJ KJ know how to do that.
Yeah!
Oh, hold on.
No, I don't know how to beatbox. I'm not. That's not really. I can do it to save my life. If somebody said, you know, go up there and beatbox or I'm going to kill you, I'd do it. But otherwise, that's his department. Questions?
If not, would you, we should probably wind up about now because we've got a little more time. Maybe if you'd just like, to hear your rap song. Straight through.
All right. Well,
let's get this party started.
How many of y'all heard that record? Yeah. If y'all hate that record, we'll break it.
No. Is that the record you use when you do shows?
Yes.
Practice.
See, this is our record. This is our good luck record.
See, all our records
good
are marked.
I've had them marked. See,
they're all marked. The ones we use in shows. That's so that if anything is to happen, we know which side of the record we want. First of all, And also, like we say, when we do a lot of shows, at the beginning of all our shows, it's pitch black. There's a lot of smoke.
Oh, is there? So, when you do put on a show, what does it look like? You have smoke?
Well, we have shows. We have a sound man, a light man that goes with us everywhere we go. Mm-hmm. One makes sure that everything sounds. He makes sure that it doesn't sound like far away. He makes sure everything sounds heavy and deep. And we have a light man that makes sure that all our lights go in sequence with what we do. Like, I'm from Jamaica.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Did you go to Jamaica High School?
I went to Andrew Jackson.
Yeah. Now, do you wear, that's the thing I told you that Mrs. Jacobs from the same neck of the woods with you. Do you wear anything special?
On stage?
When you go on stage?
Everything we wear is real expensive, so
we really can't. We really can't go out. We can, but our manager doesn't like for us to go out and spend $400 on a sweatsuit. So I'm sort of breaking away from the sweatsuits. So I'm more into shirt and pants, and he's still with the sweatsuits. But we used to wear a lot of sweatsuits.
Why are sweatsuits? I've noticed that the sweats are really what a lot of.
It started, to tell you the truth, how I think it started in Queens. A lot of guys, she'll tell you, most guys play basketball.
Mm-hmm. At St. John's.
Right, and in New York it's too cold to really wear shorts and a shirt.
Yeah.
So everybody was buying sweatsuits. And sweatsuits sort of came into style because, you know, first it was like sweatsuits were so-so. And then when people started wearing them more casually, you started wearing them after dinner, to the movies, to proms, everywhere, you know. So that's how they came into fashion. So sweatsuits are sort of, it's like fashion.
And everybody.
The colors or anything?
Well, red and black.
We usually wear red. I wear red and red and gray. He wears red and white because on one of our records,
I say KJ wore gray and red.
And Cooley red and white.
So, and that's explaining what kind of clothes we wore. And it's best to wear, you know, every time we do a show, we buy something new. And if I was to take all the sweatsuits that I bought back to get my refund, it'll probably fill up this room. Cause my mom, you know, she buys them for me. She bought me, last sweatsuit she bought me cost $420. And that was a Fila sweatsuit. And I just wore it one time. And that's when we did a show down in Miami. But she doesn't like me to wear, you know, expensive things to school, like a casual jacket, you know, a jacket, some Levi's, and a pair of tennis. And I have tennis, I have like 12 pair of tennis. And all of them expensive. They cost like $50 and $80 a piece.
What?
Excuse me.
Those Reeboks.
No, maybe I'm asking, but why is it important to wear such expensive clothes?
So, you know, you want to try to impress the crowd.
You want to try to impress, you don't want to go up there looking like a bum, you know, like. like
No, but I'm trying to get, because these children are young, and they need to know how to value things, that's what I'm saying.
Well, some people, me myself, mm-hmm. I don't value name tags, but mm-hmm. I mean, there are some things that Fila puts out and Adidas put out mm-hmm. that you can't find mm-hmm. that are real nice.
Then maybe, is it really because that is what your audience is looking for?
Yes. Just like Run DMC.
Not because you have the money to pay them, but because of the fact that your audience is expecting you to wear it.
Everything we do on the show is made to impress the crowd so that next time we come back, they won't dare come to see us.
Just like Run DMC. They wore Adidas so much. In about 3 months, they're coming out with some Run DMC Adidas. You know, with no shoestrings in them, they're not going to have any shoelaces. Uh-huh. And they always wear a big fat tongue on their shoe. And they're going to have their own Adidas because they sponsor
They have
Adidas.
Their own line of sneakers now.
Yeah, they have in about 3 months.
So what we're doing, we're wearing Fila to death. We even have Fila on our record. Hopefully we'll get a sponsorship from them. Okay. But
And just like Dougie Fresh, he wears Bally. He has...
Bally sweatsuit that he has.
Bally
house,
Bally
toothbrush.
This is my husband's Bally shoes. Can I say that these young men work very, very hard, and they are earning their living this way, and they are in show business, and they earn a lot of money, and therefore they can spend a lot of money on their clothing. Their clothing is like their costumes also.
I'm not
just
saying.
Like Michael Jackson in his glove. That's his good luck because he always wears that glove.
And In fact, when Jackie came today, I asked who immediately, where's your hat? Because when we met, that's what I remember. Remember, we were talking about that. We were talking about the hat. And when we talk about people's costumes and the way they dress, oftentimes the way we learn how to dress, again, we learn from our friends, we learn from our families, we learn from our neighbors. Just what's important. And then a lot of us will dress according to what we feel is important and what other, and some are going to dress to what other people feel is important.
We really try to stay away from the hard street image. Like, you know, I don't want to say the word in here, but you know what I'm, we try to stay away from that, but yet we wear sweatsuits and things like that because we like to. I play a lot of basketball. I'm 6'4", so, you know, I'm from New York. Everybody plays basketball. So I have
just
a,
like, yeah,
a whole lot of sweatsuits.
Like, a lot of people, it's mostly blacks that raps, but it's a real big group, and it's three white guys, and they call it the Beastie Boys.
I'm sure. What do you think about them?
Well, it's, they've done real good, but they're violent.
They are. They're getting crazy press because I just read a big article about them. They're not too great.
See, these guys, they already have it, mate. If they quit, they set for life. They go around. They have a Volkswagen emblem. They took it off a van, a Volkswagen truck. You know, the big emblem. And they wear it on a big dog chain. And it's not gold or it's not silver. It's just like a chain. And they wear bummy clothes. That's their image. But that's when, yeah.
That's what's making them the Beastie
Boys. That's what's making them the Beastie Boys. Because they're
crazy
beast.
And they're nasty.
Yeah. And they drink a lot of beer. And what's the use? Beer doesn't get you nowhere. It just spends your money quicker and make you do stupider things.
Stupid.
Stupid. Well, when we did the show with Dougie Fresh and Bobby Brown.
I did.
Yeah, I don't.